Thank you, Jesus.
See, I hope you understand the name of the venue where we are. It's called the Pistis Center. And the Pistis word is a Greek word for what? Faith. We call it Pistis Center because we got it by what? Faith. And glory to God, because the church shall live by faith. And our salvation came through grace and what? Through faith. Go with it, God. Say, I'm a man of faith. Say, I'm a man of faith. So I want to teach this morning from the condition of last week's teaching. The topic is how faith works. Somebody said now, how faith works. Oh, come on. May you receive speed in your response this morning in the name of Jesus. So what is teaching again? How faith works. Say, neighbor, this service is for me. Glory to God. Say, neighbor again. Say, neighbor, in case at any point of this service, you see me jump up from my chair, please don't hold me down. I'm not normal. Say, I'm a man of faith. Go with your God. You see, one thing faith will do for you is that it will nullify the natural setting. It's too normal to normal. Say, yes, sir. Say it again. One thing faith is going to do for you is that it's going to nullify what? The natural setup. We're spiritual men. We don't live by default. We live by the Spirit. So last week I began to teach you on what faith is. We said that faith is a supernatural force that's birthed in the heart, in the human heart, via the seed of God's word. What this means is that God's word engineers faith. God's word brings about faith. But the scripture says, say, faith comes by hearing and what? Hearing God's word. Hallelujah. And we began to teach again, we say that your faith can be traceable by the things you say. So you see a man of faith, his words are not a casual word. Say yes, sir. Then again, faith is traceable to your confessions. You know, the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. So every time we speak, we give access to things to happen in our life. Am I communicating? And that is why a man of faith should be careful for what comes out of his mouth. When you speak, you are making choices of what you rule your life. Never in your life will you give the devil a voice to speak about your life. Did you hear that? I quoted it last week. I said the devil cannot speak. He doesn't have. We never saw a place he spoke in the scriptures. He only inspired men to speak against themselves. Glory to God. Are you there now? He never spoke. He only inspired men to speak against themselves. So never make the mouth the mouthpiece for the devil. I said something very strong last week. I said, if someone speaks any negative word against you, it is not just good enough. You say, I reject it. I said, I reject it is an announcement of your intention. It is not the substance. Are you still here? So when you say, I reject it, it is not enough yet. You are supposed to protest against it. By protesting, means you have to raise the placard of your faith, placard of God's word against that thing that they've spoken against you. And I began to teach you last week. I said, you know, some of us are living from what they have been said to us in time past. Don't play with words. For example, somebody said to you that you're an average student when you're in primary school. Can you imagine how that word has stuck with you till now? If they ask you what's your level in school, you say, I'm actually average. And some of you are struggling with your academics, not because you don't know book, but because you believe you don't know book. I remember when I was in Genesis 3, I think I've shared this story in church before. Genesis 3 or Genesis 2, I was in one big school like that, and one of my math teacher would give us tests. And honestly, I didn't know book. Alright? Not that I didn't know book. But that man I just don't understand how he teaches us. So he gave us tests on that day. Everybody has almost finished and I've not studied. So when they were about submitting, he said, submit your book, and I pick my pen and bring it to that. You know that you used to do too, Abby? Pick my pen, just one right thing. Man look at me. If I leave it from here now till tomorrow, you will not see eternity. That word hit me so bad. And I'm not a dull student. But I just don't understand this man. So my retaliation to him is that when I did my GCE, I did my GCE in SS1. Yes, SS1. I did my GCE in SS1. And I gathered my papers. And I did my work in SS2. I mean SS2, yeah. I think SS3. I can't remember. Okay, there about. Now, the good news is that in that mathematics, he said, if you leave me from now to tomorrow, I made an A1 in mathematics. I made an A1 in further mathematics. I don't know it again. Don't ask me. I just want to rebuke that word he said.
My communicating.
See, so there's some certain lifestyle we're living now just because of some people say some certain things about us in the time past, and it's stuck in us. Like I told you last week, negative word can stick with you because the word itself is negative. And then some of us are coming from what our friends have said to us. Koni Danfo, Omale, out of anger, they say some certain things to you, and that thing has stuck with you. You see, whether joking me or not, please don't use words
anyhow. Say yes, sir. Are you still here? So that you see here.
I said you must learn how to school your heart with your mouth. Okay? And lastly, we went to how faith works. I would say number one, the faith works by what? Knowledge. And by this you mean that faith cannot work beyond your knowledge. And we saw in John chapter 11 how Mary and Martha, the friends of Jesus, who their brother died, okay, and they kept repeating the same thing. They say, Master, if you had been here, my brother, whom you love, wouldn't have died. In other words, they know Jesus as the healer, but not as the one who could raise the dead. Am I communicating? So your faith will walk in the directions of your knowledge. What you know him to be is what's going to happen for you. And that is why you must learn how to learn God's word.
Am I teaching good this morning?
You must learn how to learn what? God's word. So number two, let's continue now. Number two, I'm teaching now. How faith works. Number two, faith works with association. Faith works with association. Oh, you are so blessed this morning. Oh, glory be to God. I said, talk to me in tongues. Talk to me in tongues. Go ahead. I didn't mean more to me in tongues. I said, talk to me in tongues. You're still here. Glory to God. What's number one? I hear you. What's number one? Faith works with knowledge. The number two, faith works with association. Now hear me. In the realms of the spirit, proximity is a factor. The realms of the spirit, proximity is a factor. What this means is that in the spiritual realm, you become your environment. And your environment means things that surround you. Am I communicating? I say it again, in the realms of the spirit, you become your environment. Have you noticed that sometimes you come to church and the tempo is low? Even when you came charged up, you came to church, the tempo is low. And somehow you blend into that cold weather.
Am I communicating?
But sometimes some of you don't feel like jumping today. But when you came to church, you saw an atmosphere that is charged and terrified. Am I communicating? Somehow you became your environment. Some of you have never rejoiced like you rejoiced in church today. Now some of you are just cool, calm, corrected. You don't want to shout. You don't want to make noise. But today you came to church, you saw people who were crazy about God's love. And you just have to loosen yourself to become that your environment. Now hear me. Faith works by your environment. Faith works by environment. So what this means is that you should be careful about the environment you should be. You shouldn't be with friends who talk down on faith. You shouldn't be with people who are speaking negative things. Because the more they speak it, the more you become the thing they speak. Am I communicating? Don't be with friends who talk negative things all the time. Especially what have to do with you. One day, there's no food in your house. Your friend has visited you and I say, you die of hunger. Honestly, keep saying the wrong thing long enough, it will happen to you. You should have friends who say, wow, oh, there's no food in your house. Oh, come on. This is the worst it can get. But guess what? We have a provider. A God we provide. Am I communicating? You pick your environment. Proximity is important in faith. Listen, guys. Saul was not a prophet. But he mingled with the prophets. And the Bible says he prophesied. He prophesied. Just because he was in company of what? Prophets. So stay with three wise persons, you will become the fourth wise person. Stay with five faith men, you will become the sixth faith man. Be around people who don't have faith, you will be the most miserable man in faith. Can you understand why your association should matter to you? Faith works with your association. A man of faith, a woman of faith, will bet miracles at instance. There are some people who you get close to. Now, look up here. There are some people who you just get in conversation with, you forget all your worries. Have that ever happened to you? You just feel like these guys are just, it's as if they are not in the same world with you. I'm such a man. No matter the issues I have, if you bring your issue, we'll drop my issue, we'll attend to your issue. I've once been on drip, I was praying for somebody to get healed, and if I got healed, I was on drip. My communicating. You know, some of you, your relationship should be based on faith level. Don't be dating because he has six packs. The things that you're excited should be the spirituals. What I'm saying now might not make sense to you. You should have a guy when things are bad, we talk in tongues. And faith will change. May that be your loss in the name of Jesus. If you stay around word folks, people who like the Bible, very much well, you will become like them. If you stay around people who pray a lot, even if don't, now you will begin to pray so that they will not think you are the devil himself. Some time ago, when I was in school, some guys would go to the library all the time. I got so intimidated. I said, am I the only one? I know I'm on serious yet. Must you put it to my face? Who come and talk on my name and tell me now that I'm the one on serious person? Every time after school, I go to the library. What is wrong with you? You know, one day I have to carry myself and go to. So that they will not say what? I am on serious. I know I'm on serious. It's not for tell me now. So one day I go to the library. I've told you before. And the guy was learning how to spell. No, he was learning how to spell. So that's why I was better anyways. But it teaches me now is, just because I hang around people who go to the library, I was forced to go to the library. So be careful of the people who you hang around with. Don't be the one that say, you know, I'm friends to everybody. See, that such statement shows that you don't even have value for yourself. Can I shock you now? Can I shock you now? Everybody loves Lamborghini, except you don't know what it is. It's not biscuits. Calm down. Everybody loves Lamborghini, but not everybody can afford it. You should be a Lambo. Everybody should love you, but not everybody should afford you. It is not pride. It's understanding. Great things don't happen just anywhere. Am I communicating? You see, I told you last week that faith has a posture. Faith has a charisma. It's almost likened to pride because we just understand we're bigger than the environment, we're bigger than what is going on around us. We're not thinking like the people who are here. You know, people are wondering why we're spending so much money, you know, making church fine. It's because we're not from here. We're not from here. We have a global mandate. Am I teaching good this morning? You know, that's what I said to you. Even in your businesses, make sure you don't let your environment conform you. You conform your environment. Am I teaching good this morning? Don't never allow your environment to make you what he wants you to be. Make your environment what he wants you to be. Because what? He's a disciple of Jesus Christ. I can't say is that one time they saw them coming, they said, these are men who turn the world upside down. Men who turn the world upside down are not permitted to allow the world to turn them upside down. You still here? So the things you do, do it from the position of faith. Not faith. See, when they're sharing testimony this morning, the difference between you before and now is faith. They catch that? So when the word of God keep coming to you, it begins to build faith in you. You see, I say it again, you are not permitted to be poor under my administration. It's an argument on our covenant. So get to see, what I begin to see, by next semester, we're not going to be calling people who are going to sponsor service for the next service. We're going to have a table there, if you just come pick your card, write your name, drop it there. It should be a normal thing. See, somebody will rise up and supposed to study for 1 month. That's 100K, right? Little money. My communicating. Don't begin to say I'm a student. See, people who are making, people who will make it are already hanging around where success is. They're hanging around it now. Hallelujah. As I mean, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. And the Bible says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. In other words, we can provoke faith in people just because they hang around us. You can provoke what? Faith in people just because they hang around us. And now, you must make sure that you are the person who provokes faith. The person who comes to church and sits next to you should be blessed because they sit next to you. The issue that you see this, it should not be because you will be chatting, you know, making noise, pastor's preaching. It should be because when you see it, close to this guy, the energy is so high. Am I talking to someone this morning? Your life should be the one that will engineer faith in people. Like I said before, Saul missed to the prophet, and he prophesied in 1 Samuel chapter 19. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 7, he said, go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the leaves of knowledge. In other words, run away from people who don't speak faith. See, you know, I said something myself some days ago. I said, I was talking in the earth, people who say they are blunt, a blunt person. I would say it the way it is. You see, that's the most highest form of stupidity in this world. I'm blunt. I will say it the way it is. I don't, my mouth doesn't have gauge. If I see it, I will say it. Keep saying it. One day what you say will kill you. See somebody who, you know, listen very carefully. You see friends who just see you, maybe after school closed that they came, and say, what happened to you? You look so lean. Have you ever happened to you before? You say, be eating well. Hallelujah. You say, what happened? You look so lean. You know, at that moment, you hate yourself. You don't check your body. Now, that's a step to show you. The person doesn't speak faith. And some people try to come back looking lean anyways. But it's not your position to say it. Learn for your words to be what? Gracious. Oh, I've told you. I wasn't joking when I said, if you can't find something great to say about somebody, tell them, I love the way you breathe. Oh, I love the way you're taking oxygen and bring a carbon dioxide. You deal with that stress. How did you learn about it?
Pastor Bestman, I remember something now. If you don't know, you don't know. Man of God. I want to show that picture today before. If you see your man of God, I'll be busting off one after the other. Let me just tell you something that will help you. How many of you saw it?
If you see your man of God, honestly, what God cannot do.
The Pastor Bestman was cheap. He put, what they call that thing? Eyes. He was, the old picture was eating chain. You know, like, the man of God. You know, I said this to my standards. I have to do this because the gospel was just too much. Under 10 minutes, over 200 feet. I said, I can't be doing my pastor this. You know. But the thing is that, I've been wondering why this man so calm. I didn't know he had finished his own radicality. Glory to God. If you don't understand, don't worry. I just want to let you know that for those people who are seeing me for the first time, to serve God is so sweet and so simple. In means of my preaching now, I have to make a joke with my pastor. Jesus, God is not as hard as they've made it to be. That's why you're running away from him. He's a sweet one. My communicating. Let's get back to the teaching. Are you still here? They run away. No, so don't let people say negative things about yourself too. About you. If they open their mouth and say negative, what do? You walk away. And some of you dating guys who don't have respect for you, you're killing yourself. You're shortchanging yourself. How can you? It is bad enough that, I don't want to say this is not butterfly. Glory to God. But don't give people chances to rubbish you. You're dating someone who uses verbal abuse on you. Before you know it, you think that is who you are.
Start to fart like pig.
Whether joking you or not, why must you use such big edgy words on someone who you say love? You see, I've taught myself something. Some of you think I have a relationship. I used to be. Some of you that think I have.
Now you used to be. Glory to God.
But I taught myself something. Whenever I have an issue with the she, that is she, I do something. For some of you, you don't even know. Whenever,
how do you know? Will you keep quiet?
Even Jesus does not know. Who are you to know? He can't know. Now, each time I have a problem with the she, I'm actually angry. I teach myself to buy her gift immediately. Then I send her money in my anger. So imagine when I'm not angry. See, guys, begin to train yourself now. Nobody will train you. Learn to be that sweet man that you desire. Am I communicating? All you do is to do badu, badu, badu. Learn to be loving. Start now. Start complimenting people. When they give you food, take the first spoon. Even if it's not sweet, say, That it could be that this is a chop sand. Just do, Lovely. I love it. If the food is so salty, say, Don't go there, I've come again.
Don't ever blame her.
Don't ever blame her. Learn. All right? Learn. Never. Now let me say this to the guys. Don't use your authority wherever you are to call down anybody. Let me say this now. Just because God has been to bless you now, you're seeing 1-2 million naira in your account. Sorry, it's even too high. 500,000 in your account. Now you not know your former roommate. Like two of you were hustling together before. Two of you don't have anything before. Drinking garri. I don't want to say how you got your money. That's another issue for another day. But somehow you got money. You now bought a car. Sorry, when you just get your girlfriend, the person is not here. You're not going out. Now ask your guys, you can't open the gates for you. You're not last in life. Isn't it a curse? You now begin to send your goodies to go and buy petrol when your girl come. You won't last in life. Even that money will you in here. I know it's not God that gave you the money. You even got it from the devil. And you're using it so devilishly. You go to the club, you close down the place. Your goodie, who two of you used to be, used to drink are you together? You're using 3 iPhones. You might have 10 eyes. This is eye that is doing you. Your guy who you started with, started life with, doesn't even have. And that guy is me. I'm joking, but I'm not saying some real thing. It's a real stuff. Let me keep how you treat people. Hallelujah. This is a digression, but it's going to help you. It's going to help your life. Be careful how you treat people. You use 200 times to go and buy dog. You'll be kind up and down. You are kind up and down. I'm not talking about your parents. Your guy who you started with is struggling to pay school fees. You want to buy dog. You're mad. But that turned out how to fight the devil to just give devil 90% and give it 10. My communicating. Let this again. I'm digressing. Never allow anybody to speak negative things into your life. It's not just by words, some by actions. When they make you a second option, maybe that is not the place you should be. And dating a guy who only calls you when the rain falls. On my umbrella, Maybe can you come over? That's the only conversation you have. Idiot, you now dress up and put perfume in your body and then go over. Hangover, that should be your name. Now, this is actually very wrong to say anyway, but I'm going to say it. See, you go to his house, he doesn't allow you to pass the night, you go home. You shouldn't be passing the night anyways. But him not allowing you to pass the night, not because he cares anyway, but because he had other agendas. He shouldn't even... Oh, God, man. Have some value. My communicating. I say, it is not until word comes out, some could be actions. Could be action. We are not a priority. Something when this is happening, something is happening to you. You know, I'm teaching all this is because what happens to you is what you're going to transfer to your children. If you never experienced love before, when your kids begin to confide in you to take some certain things that pass into you, tell them, the guy is trying now. Because in your own days, nobody never went off their ways to make you happy. I pray for all sisters in this place. May that white man locate you in the name of Jesus. That amen looks so small. I say, may that white guy locate you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I say, glory to God. So there's something as a little faith. There's something as a little faith. You can write it down. There's something as a little faith. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 20, chapter 8, verse 26, and the Bible says, and he said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Matthew chapter 6 verse 30 says, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which of the day, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe thee, O ye of little faith? Matthew chapter 8 verse 26, and he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Matthew chapter 14 verse 30, when he said, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, Matthew chapter 16 verse 8, which Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith. Luke chapter 12 verse 28, if then God so clothe the grasses, which is of day in the field, and blow in a casting to the oven, how much more will he clothe ye, O ye of little faith? So there is such a phenomenon as what?
Little faith.
But here, look up it. The issue is not how small the faith is. The issue is the man who have that little faith. Is the boldness behind that what?
Little faith.
Now, why do we know the little faith? Because if faith comes by hearing God's word, if the Bible says faith comes by hear God's word, just hear once. It comes by what?
Hearing God's word.
So faith begins to build in you. Begins to build up in you. It's by the truth, it's building up in you. So when you have a little faith, the issue is not the quantity of the faith, but the man behind such a faith. Are you seeing here? Are you seeing here? Okay. He said again in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, he said, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. If you have faith like what? A grain of a mustard seed. What is a grain of a mustard seed? Matthew chapter 13, verse 31, and the parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed. What is so special about it? He said, which a man took and sowed in the field. Verse 32, he said, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it grows, is the greatest among herbs, and becoming a tree, that the birds of the air cometh and lodgeth on the branches thereof. The difference between that little faith is, have you planted that faith? To plant faith means you release words. Now some of you have a little faith, which we understand. We understand have a little faith. But have you planted that little faith you have? You see, look up here. If you have used faith to get anything before, you will never stop using faith anymore. Just run it down for you. I've been at the civic center. See, every morning I pass through civic center, I just thank God again that. Thank God that we left civic center. You know what's going on now? They're doing party back to back. From Monday to Saturday, they even invented a new day called Popum. A new day after Monday. After Sunday, there's another day again. Before you now get Monday. So that 8 days in a week now. The bad party is going on back to back. So how we would have been able to do services? Some of you don't understand what God did for us. We're just coming to church, I'll just come and preach. We're not having a church. Well, there was no workers meeting, no training going on because we just have to come and set church and go. Sometimes on Saturday morning, we come to set by 5 a.m. We now start service by 10, thereabout. I wasn't enjoying it. Oh, glory to God. Then God said to us that this year is what? Our year of what? New things. And I caught that word. I remember the day I caught that word. I was stark naked. Did I caught the word? I've told you now, it's not because I was naked, I now got naked. I caught it up from the bed. I said, God! They see towards that angle. Right. See, learn to give seeds when you catch some prophetic words. You catch it. I probably didn't want to call out seeds this morning, not at all. But for the end of the service, connect your finances to God's word. My communicating. Let it cost you a thing. Say this month I'm giving a seed, but this month will answer me. I will see speed in all things. So back to it. So this year I said, no, we can't continue this way. That's all good today. No, sir. This place we are now, this is not the first time of us coming here. May, right? But I've come here before some 3 years ago. Or two. 2 years ago. No, three. 2019. Huh? Yeah. 2019 we came here. We approached the owners of this property. They gave us a capital no. They didn't want to hear us at all. And this year again, God said, okay, go again. We came. They said what? Capital no. They don't want to do lease. Why? They don't want anyone at all. No. Do they say that they give us a fake number? Am I right? I don't know. If they want with this old man, so much man give us a fake number that we should call his brother who is in so-so place. He's a family, a project, so like that. I think my response, listen, my response to a no was a yes. We're having service at Itakwa, right? I came to church that very day and I said we have to what? Buy some blocks and some bags of cement. They told us no, they can't lease it for us. Not buy, no rent, nothing. Say no. So they just said their own. Our faith said yes.
You must learn how to say yes when the devil says no. And your yes comes with actions. So our action was that we raised money for cement. If some of you don't know, this place was an empty void place. The floor, we did it ourselves. Everything, we did it ourselves. But void, we were raising money, went back again on Monday. The man said, I told the people, no. On the next Sunday, we raised money for blocks. And son, the third Sunday again, the man said, no. We printed handbill. Venue, business center. As I will say, I've said the story. Am I saying thing that didn't happen? Who printed the hand? I designed it. Business center. We have service in this place. The next day, I went to the man. I showed him our service location. He said, where is business? I said, here, in your house. So we bought sand, but they've not brought it. We bought blocks, we bought cement, everything. They'll bring it by tomorrow, by Monday. Just, let's start like this. I said, how? See, we've printed handbill, we've shared it everywhere, we put it online. So, and that was my Friday. See, I zeroed my mind. I said, what's worse? We'll come and have service here, they'll come and chase us away. And next Sunday again, we'll come back. And I know the man saw something. Said, this is no more me standing against man, I'm standing against God. And who can stand against the land? No one. No one can. But you know, take some steps of faith. Never in the history of the church have we been able to do things we are doing here. You know why? Because we started on the premises of faith. Now, I said this to you, your life can be as sweet as anything you desire if you learn to live by faith. Sometimes, yes, I've told you before that your giver doesn't mean you will not lack sometimes. The only difference is that your life cannot condone what? Lack. So many times I've been out of money and I just, okay. Okay, I don't have money in account, I will not die. In fact, I enjoy it more when I don't have money in my account. Yeah, because if there's no finances, I enjoy faith currency. Yes, I spend faith currency. There's never a thing I want to do that I was never able to do. I'm not saying this because I'm a pastor, I'm saying because I'm a believer. Never a thing I want to do, I never did. Never. If money is the problem, then there's no problem. And then after my papa. Say, anytime I do the project and money becomes the problem, just know that there's what? There's no problem again. Because he who commissioned it is able to also make the resources to abound. May that be a testimony in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you now. Any project you are ongoing that is being hindered by finances, may finance come to you this month in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I say, glory to God. May you have friends who will help you grow your little faith. People here who have a little faith in one particular thing. Okay? May you have friends who will help you to grow your little faith. Who you will say, I want to give money in church. They will pinch you. Didn't I tell you I just have 1K left? He said, yes. The farmer leaves the seed to plant it. He doesn't eat the seed. Come on, learn the difference between a seed and a fruit. I've told you this is my principle and he has been working for me. When the money in my account cannot solve what I want it to do, I leave it as a seed. I mean, it defines human understanding. When the money in my disposal cannot sponsor the project I want to do, what do? I give it out as a seed. Listen, this might challenge your thoughts. This might hit you bad, but God does not care about your emotion. Your faith is what moves him. So you can stand and cry all you want until he sees the act of faith in you. He will not react. Am I speaking sense this morning? May your faith get heightened up now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, it says, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. The word countenance there is relatable. It can also mean faith. We can actually sharpen the faith of our friends. He said, brother, I don't like the way you look this day. You don't smile like before. What happened? Because of I don't have money. No, you don't say such things. We have money. Just because you are temporarily unable to dispense cash does not mean that you don't have money. Say yes, sir. I told you last week that even ATM understand faith. That's why you never say I don't have money. You never say I don't have money. The other thing, I'm out of service. Meaning that I get to that service no day. Alright? Worst thing, he will say temporary unable to what?
I decree upon you, may there be no insufficient fund again in your life in the name of Jesus. I hope you know that the insufficient fund you see in the ATM is not about the ATM, it's about you. Hope you are aware. Hey, because it was you who told no insufficient fund. I mean, insufficient fund. Then the person goes there and brings us a wash of cash. So don't even say it is the ATM. No, it is you. May there be no insufficient fund again in the name of Jesus. You know, so when we're praying about prosperity, some of you are looking at us like this. I say, hey, why are we talking about money? We understand what money can do. Right? Our world men, we're going to use the money to sponsor God's project. Say, yes, sir. Now, hear me. I'm just not too happy that this is happening during exam time. We're going to still stretch our faith towards it. It's part of my agenda for this series. Next week, Sunday, when you're coming to church, can you hear me? Come with a contact with whatever you are doing now or what you prepare to do in the future. What I mean is this. If you're into business now, come with something that signifies your business. If you're a tailor, for example, you can come with your third group or your scissors. Am I communicating? If you're into online vending, you sell things online, there must be a label or something, or your logo, something. Come with something. If you don't have it physically, you can come with it on your phone. Let it be as an image. Am I communicating? We're going to do something. We're going to dedicate our businesses to God. But they will see the difference. By communicating? You have to do it in there. And some of you don't have businesses yet. You will create one in your heart. Build those estates in your heart. Because it starts from the mind. And that I'm going to ask you to look at your neighbor and introduce yourself to the person. Never open your mouth and talk about your present. Talk about the glorious future you see. Am I communicating at all? Now some of you, first of all now, this is going to help you to even think about your future. Now listen, some of you are going to be a professor. Any book can come. Finally, when we go to Oba, we'll be sharing book. But actually, meaning there's some of you who are just academically inclined. There's nothing wrong in that. Okay? Don't listen to people telling that that school is scam. No, school is not scam. By the way, I said last week, school is not hard. Now you define 2-1. You get that now? If you're looking for first class, now you just want to kill yourself. School is not hard. Flex. Just go. Pass and go. But it dies. That's so funny. Glory to God. Some of you don't get it. Don't wait. Get home. Get it. Are you still here? So I say it again. Come with the contact. If you don't understand after service, you can still ask me. Whether you're first time or not, invited guests for the answering service, tell them to come with what? A contact. A contact towards their business. If you have your registration, you've registered your company, come with your CSE registration. We're going to drop it on the altar and release fire of God upon them. It will not burn. It will catch an anointing that will cause acceleration and speed in everything you do. And some of you have not started yet, you don't have a business yet. No, fret not about it. Come with the idea, the proposals. Write it down. Don't keep your visions in your heart. What I say, write it down. Come with it in a book. Let it be a new book. Buy a new book. Write it down. We'll drop it on the altar. We'll pray over it. Let me see who give the devil power. Are you still here? Iron sharpeneth iron. You see, after any time pastor's preaching, what he's doing is sharpening your iron. I'm sharpening your iron of faith. May it never be heard that you didn't give in church because there's no money in your pocket. Let it be an avenue for you to write some checks. See, there's some things we do in this church that it's just a way God has instructed us to keep elevating our faith. We once had checkbook in this church. If you don't have cash in your pocket, we don't believe you don't have money. You can't be in this church and not have money. It's not possible. It's an insult on the confidence we have. You don't have some cash. Yes, that's no problem. You go over there, you pick the check. We're going to do it again. A nice check. You write your name. You think it's just poor people that write check? Poor people don't write checks. Am I communicating? You write the check there. Write the check. Drop it in the offering envelope with boldness. And when you come to the next service, you redeem your check. With your cash or transfer. You redeem it. By so doing, you are setting some... Come on. Don't look at me like that. Listen, what decides your life is the activities you do now. Nothing things will take you by surprise. Nothing. Nothing. This good life you want to live, start now. It's possible. Just for once, buy ice cream and lick it, you will not die. Just make yourself happy for once. All the time you're soaking, you want to die before your time. So on that, spend money on yourself. Just once. You're opening your mind when you do such things. I told you, I had money one time at that, but I didn't know how to spend money. If not to buy nice shoes and nice sneakers, that's the only thing I do with money. I love shoes. God bless me. Nobody have my shoe size in this church. So they will not be taking my shoes. Hallelujah. I have a unique shoe size. 45 and a half. That half is angelic. Nobody looking at me and say, Pastor, he said, we have the same size. You can't have. Even if we have, we don't have. Now, I used to... Okay, let me not go there. Okay. So now, I didn't see the reason why somebody would dress up and go to eatery to eat. It makes no sense. Now, buy the food, take it to your house and eat it. I didn't know it's poverty that is speaking to my head. It's poverty. Sometimes, even when you have the money to cook at home, this thing, what I'm teaching you now is not written in books. It's written in wisdom. Take yourself out. It's called masturbating. Not masturbate. Masturbating. It's an English word. And some of you are hearing for the first time. Oh, glory to God. I just helped you now. Some of you are going to, you will never forget this word in your life. You will never go disclose to one nonsense. It's masturbating. Masturbate. Masturbating. It's an English word. It's an English language. I didn't open it to know. Masturbating. It means when you take yourself out on a date. I do that a lot. I go to the mountains. So that when I get to the mad views in Dubai, it's not be a new thing to me. I love nature. Find something you like. Find something you like. It cannot be friends that will make you happy. All the time you're hanging out with people and you're tagging along all the time. They will not take it where you should not go to. Make yourself happy. Some weeks ago, I was outside in my house snapping ant. It makes me, yes, find happiness in something that doesn't make sense. Find happiness. It should not be dependent on somebody else. Oh, if you see one ant, I snap. The guy pulls. I'm serious about it. I can tell you different ants. There's some ants that are not wicked. Some are wicked, some are not wicked. Some are finer than others. Some are fair. You don't know because you've not taken your time to study nature. Find happiness in yourself. Now, some ladies are dating guys just because they want to be happy. Guys cannot give you happiness. But then they say they're not happy. Every guy, they verse. Guess I'm not saying the truth. That's your own verse, not me. Not verse. So, you must find completeness in yourself. One of the wrongest mistakes you make in dating is to be looking for someone who will complete you. Complete score. Looking for better half. Looking for my other half. Ah, there's no half anywhere. The other half, they'll be eating it. Make yourself whole. Oh, come on. Make yourself what? Oh, be enough for yourself first. It's so simple. See, by next semester, it's going to be a good time to be a Christ's member because I just have a little time with you guys. I'm going to pour myself out some more. Glory to God. Yeah. So now, thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I want to say something. The Holy Ghost just restricts me. No, don't go there yet. Don't go there yet. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Iron sharpening iron. So make sure now. Don't be waiting to be the one who they will sharpen. Be the sharpener. Be the sharpener. Be the one to release those words. Ha. Do you even have friends who you can call at odd hour? Do they join our faith together? And if you call them to pray for you, will they start laughing at you? Do you have friends who can say, man, let's join hands together and pray. You see, I think I'm not against any kind of youthfulness you want to exhibit, but never let God be missing in your life. I want us to be known. At this point again, I know we care again. That's why today, we're going to do Dorime in church. Are you aware? Dorime, we're going to do Dorime in church. But not Dorime, we'll say hallelujah. Bam, one for the pastor, two for the hype man. Hallelujah. It's happening today by 2 p.m. Oh, you're not aware. I will throw a question to the wind. Because why? If you do, they will talk. If you don't do what? They will talk. So let the woman what? Talk. us to be a people who are highly spiritual.
And at the same time, we know how to enjoy ourselves in Christ.
Am I communicating? You know, I saw a picture. What so many things going to happen next semester? My guys, you must have six pack by force. Brothers, go do workout Saturday. Workout Saturday. I will take you to the mountain. You will climb mountain higher. You must have six packs because six car packs is a sore.
You can't look sexy on your wedding day. 3 months down the line, now look like
Lokuzima. You don't have six pack before. Your one pack now becomes so round. It doesn't fit you anymore. That lady not being to manage you. Think it's all daddy that is daddy. Some daddy actually being called because they look like daddy. No, daddy says it. And he says one should be zaddy. Will you keep quiet? Now then they see you the hallelujah. Are you still here? Glory to God. May you come across friends who will provoke your faith in the name of Jesus. May they not be one in the name of Jesus.
Do you know why? Because sometimes.
Now, so the things I'm saying now does not even look dated to you because you don't. If you don't know what you want, anything will look like it's okay. Am I communicating?
Some friends are not just saying congratulations. I was going to write some things on my status last night. Then, it's not Holy Ghost. The words of my papa just begin to ring in my head. He used to tell me, you don't have sense, Nick. I'm a man of that strong authority. I was going to write something. Somebody actually opened mouth and said, well, he's in juju to do church. He said me, but he can't be talking to me because he doesn't understand that I don't do ministry alone. That this is actually a collective effort. Say, well, he's in juju. That's why I'm turning on you upside down. He said, first of all, you don't have sense. What have we done? What how we see the boy? They don't even buy Gary yet. So isn't juju? Is it like the thing that Apple said yesterday? Excellence has a cost, right? Pay for it. Why are you sleeping at night? I was talking to the pastor now. I wasn't the one he told. He told somebody, I'm bad enough. These guys are people who still come to you and ask you questions about life and other things. It's life at it. And that's it. While you're sleeping at night, people like us are weak. Don't look at him, look at me. Ah. Hallelujah. While you're sleeping at night, people like me, what? Are awake. Last night, this morning, I think I just had 1 hour sleep. I had to say, madam, to wake up by 6:30. And when I woke up, I just begged Father, let me just do 30 more minutes. 30 more minutes. And I remember that I have to be in church by 8 o'clock to dress up and come to church. And if you know me, what I said to you on Saturday is not what I will on Sunday. So there's a place going to be, I'll change my mind. And it always happens after where they think about stepping out. So he goes, they no. No, it's me that was saying no. I don't like this nonsense I'm wearing. I'm going to change it again. Up on my mind. Sorry, but I don't think the kind of energy we burn in ministry, I think we're not even getting enough results from what we're putting yet. It's only us that will do 3 services in a day. Today we're having our leader what? Prophetic service. Was he awesome? Amazing. Now we're having our faith series, right? By 2 p.m. we're having hangouts. Think that is by chewing your fingers. It's a lot of stress, a lot of work put in there. A lot of going into the background histories of everything like that. So men who don't have faith, we look for something to hold on to say this is why you're working for other people. When your friend buys a car, buy him a car charger. Say, I celebrate you. Listen, your friend, your situation matters because sometimes in church, pastor declares, in this year, you will have a car in the name of Jesus. Somebody will say, amen. And my friend, the act of faith there is that we look for money, buy car charger. 2, give your friend 1.
Say, one day we're going to put the church in a convoy. Don't forget to charge your phone. Am I communicating?
See,
And the act of faith is that when pastor say it's going to rain tomorrow, you pull up your umbrella the next day. Everywhere is still bright. Till my pastor say it will rain. So when you know it's going to rain tomorrow, let me say this to you. When you know it's going to rain tomorrow, will you be looking for water anyhow today? Will you be looking for water anyhow today? Looking for where to steal water from? No, it's going to rain tomorrow. So if you're cutting short to make money, you're looking for different means to make money, it's because you've not trusted on God's working faith for you, on God's working word for your life. If you are so sure, if it's sure for you, I am unbearable. The one I finished, what I did was I went to change my account to a current account. They are no more a student. Now I put big money into my account. Now I remember this last night when I was trying to make it on this stage. Sometimes you have to make room for more. In school, I never had $1 million in my account, in my personal account. I'm using now. Then, but I went to enlarge it to a current account, and I began to get charges. I mean, first of all, they charged me like either 9K or thereabout. I felt it. But wasn't up to 6 months later, and miraculously, after that in church, I began to receive money, millions. Yet, people who I don't know send me money. It still happened. Just imagine if I wasn't prepared for it. Just imagine if I wasn't prepared for it. Money would have hanged. So sometimes, let your act of faith make you to go ahead and make some adjustments in your life. You're believing God for babies, or your auntie believing God for babies, and there's a word you've prayed for her that she will conceive. What's the next thing? Buy a baby gift. Gift them. Give them that thing. And God is seeing it. Seeing it. When you're trusting God for some increase in your finances, in your wardrobe, make room for more. Give up the old ones. The old ones that are still usable anyways. Don't give up papa just to recruit. Give us the old one. Some of you. Now, how many of you are like me before? You have clothes that you know you cannot wear again, but you don't have to throw it away. You have them, you pile them up. You won't wear them again. They have passed you. Some of them, you have passed them. But you can't wear it again, but you still keep the clothes. Why? There's somebody somewhere who will make that clothes the best of the clothes. One time I had one fine clothes like that. I didn't just like the color. One guy just made it for me and sent me a clothes. So I didn't wear it at all. I kept it. Or probably I didn't like the fitting and I left it. Later God said to me to give it to one particular guy. I gave it to him. You know, you will know when someone likes a clothes. You know, Abby? You look at it, that clothes is the only one you have. You will wear it. You will not know you won it last week. You wear it again. But anytime you look at it, it just makes you happy. Maybe something I was living in the world for over 1 year plus. And I still have some there. I have no one. I'm still there. I'm teaching now. What he was telling me now. Won't you make room for more? I'm also saying to you now, make room for what? For more. Glory to God. Number three, then we'll close this. Faith walk based on trust. Faith walk based on trust. Some trust in chariots, but we trust in the name of the Lord. Now, what you trust in will greatly influence the resultants of your faith. Pay attention now. Some of you are confused. What difference between belief and trust? Belief means an acceptance that a statement is true, or that something existed based on evidences. I'll say it again. Belief means that it's an acceptance that a statement is true, or that something existed based on what? Evidences. Don't forget the key word, based on evidences. White trust means a firm belief in something regardless of the conflicting evidences. So your faith will work based on your trust, not on your belief. Did you hear me now? Let me lift it up again. Your faith is most likely to work based on your trust, not just on your believing. Because your belief is tantamount to what? And something you can see. is based on evidence, but faith works better on the platform of trust. Because in trusting now, whether the environment is saying no, whether your body is saying no, you are saying yes. Why? Because you will have an unquavering trust in the man behind it all. Am I communicating? You get that? The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on thy own understanding. It didn't say believe in the Lord with all your heart. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means that there might be some conflicting evidences against me. Believe me regardless. They say I kill. Believe me regardless. They say I kill the first birth of children of the Gentiles. Believe me regardless. Am I communicating? Oh, but my body is feeling weak. Believe me that you are strong. Oh, but sir, the truth is that I don't have more. Believe me that you have more than enough. Am I communicating? Oh, sir, but this course is actually hard for me. Believe me that it is easy. May you receive that faith to trust God regardless in the name of Jesus. See, sometimes our lack of faith, lack of trust and faith actually came from the trainings we received while growing up. Going there again. See, every time I teach you, I hit on parenting. You notice that? I mean, first of all, everybody here is going to be a parent. Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. That's a testimony in his own. Everybody's going to have kids. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. You don't get it. It's a big one. No bearing among us here. You have babies crying and disturbing the house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah. No. Your wife will ask you money for pampers. This is something that doesn't look like a testimony, but it's a testimony. You just say, it's kicking. It's kicking. It's kicking. Ah! You will do a pregnancy picture with your husband. So, you go on trips to Dubai. You go on holidays. You go on vacations. Somebody said, Gloria. You will have an orphanage. You will adopt an orphan. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, hey. You will have a celebrity who will not be impressed with the other person. But you won't have it. Feeling so nice and good. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. So, I'm teaching parenting now. You must teach your children how to believe in God. I've told you before, so just keep it. I love that too. You know, I said it that when I give back to my kids, my son is gonna ask me, Daddy, I need PS, whatever it is then. Then they're gonna have the best of the things. There's a thing they use to discipline us, it's not discipline, it's actually poverty. May you never starve your child. Say you will not eat night food because she broke the plate. You sleep outside. You sleep outside. Sleep outside. What happened to you? They are gone late for 2 weeks. No PS10. No vacation for you, baby. You will not go to California. You go to Dubai. To see on that iPhone again. Don't touch that iPhone again. Hallelujah. 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 Also, if you want, you are talking about good things. Are you not part of poverty? So, I'll tell my child, have money to buy this stuff. I'll ask him, have you prayed about it?
And spend some time praying. Ask God to provide for daddy, so daddy can buy it for you. I will come back from work and I will drop that at his door. And I will knock at his door. And I will run and stay somewhere. And as he opens the door, he sees it. And it's going to be a small paper on it. God surely answers prayer. May your kids not ask you for things and you begin to explain. May no one hold the money supposed to make your family to be good. May you not wait for the end of the month to feel good. Come on. May you spend money when need arises. May money meet money in your hands. Those who are getting it sometimes stand up on their feet and they take it. May your children not be seeing good life on TV. May they live a good life. Vacation will not just be something you saw on television in the name of Jesus. You will buy your own household. I say you buy your own household. Landlord will not threaten you. The nonsense they did to pay, they'll not do to you. Jesus. That's how they're going to receive houses. You know, I had a plan in my heart that two of my sons and one of my daughter, before the end of this year, I would take them, we'll enter flights. If not for anything, we'll go from Lagos, from Macquarie to Lagos. So they just, their heart will get more embroidered. Am I communicating?
Sir.
So please, don't ever think that poverty is somehow related to holiness. Everything is vanity. Yes, we know. Poverty is vanity, Abi. Having money is vanity, Abi. We are choosing our own vanity. None of you under the sound of my voice now will ever be small in life. You can have your sisters around them. The soap operas I've seen, that is very nonsense. I don't understand. How many of you watch Papa Jesco? Super Story. There's one particular advert they do that just so crazy that the boy was up in the on the roof. Then this, this life. And the father said, jump, I will catch you. Jump, I will catch you. Then the child jumped and the father stepped back. He said, I'm teaching you in this life. That the first lesson, don't trust anybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your children will not watch nonsense stations. How can you tell your son not to trust anybody? You should teach him that, man. You have to keep trusting. Even when there's no reason to trust. Just trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back to parenting. You know, sometimes we've seen how our parents raised us. They raised us. We see how much they prayed, but not in the show. We saw our mom woke up in the morning, crying unto God every morning. Daddy support with his bass voice. They sing every morning. We worship God every morning. But by 9 a.m., your landlord will come and ask you, these people, when are you going to pay my house rent? That sometimes makes us to lose faith in the God we serve. In my generation, money seems to be what everybody is looking for. So something trending, and everybody saying this user is looking for money like a thief. But continue, they will catch you too as a thief. What happens to this user is blessed financially? Oh, this user lives in prosperity. Generation, and it's not their fault anyways, because we saw our parents who love God so much, who went to church to pray all the time, yet things were not working for them. So sometimes we are scared. I hope it's not going to be the same story. But baby, I have a good news for you. They that wait upon the Lord. I am the man who wait upon God. He renews us. He renews our strength. Say we shall run, we will not be weary. We shall walk, we shall not faint. A man who is in Christ have all things. So we are not moved by what is going on around us. We have strong faith in God. That our faith guarantees our future. Am I communicating this morning? Forget about what you've learned in the past. It's high time you trust God for your life. Because your faith is dependent on that too. Trust Him. Sort out every other thing. Your three brothers, they finished from school with good grades, no job. Sort that off. These are evidences. These are evidences based on belief. Throw it off, because in your own case is where it stops. And guess what? It's not just stopping your own case. It will bring revelation to them too. I'm here to declare to someone now, you are the Joseph of your family. Okay, God trusted enough. God trusted enough for that. I hope you understand that there was nothing too special about yourself. Just that God trusted him. It could have been Eliab. It could have been any other person. But God trusted him. Nothing too special about David too. God trusted him. Sometimes when you are bored at home, don't begin to imagine your family you're going to have. Create it in your mind. Be comfortable around it. Travel in your mind. Go to Dubai. Go to anywhere you can go. In your mind, go there. You have some such vacation places. You're not, it will not make you confessions. It will make your mind to be broadened. These things are nothing. Say, I trust God. Say, I trust God. Leave your feet. I got back at that. Say, I trust God.
Trust God.